Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When it comes to the draft, certain names maybe that you like. And we'll ask the text line this as well, 913-586-7610. There's got to be a couple names that maybe are your draft crushes. Now, realistic names. Yes, I want Rome Odunze on the Chiefs. He's not coming to Kansas City, okay?
A name that could be available is realistic to be available at 32. Not Brian Thomas.
Don't give me Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers. Okay, just not, that's not happening.
Don't give me Joe Alt.
Okay.
We're looking for people at 32, because we can give trade-up candidates as we get closer to the draft as well. I'm open to do that. Let's hear yours first.
Yeah, so this won't surprise you based off of my last couple years of thought.
Is it all three tackles?
Not all three, two of the three.
Okay.
Two of the three.
I thought for sure it was going to be tackle, and then maybe I thought a third tackle.
Two of the three are tackles because I still deep down would like this organization to have a fairly long-term solution at left tackle on a rookie contract. So two names. One of these has popped up a ton on our mock drafts we've gone through with the mock draft sounder. Kingsley Suamataia, okay, out of BYU. His name, we already have his name down. That's how often his name has popped up in the mock drafts out of BYU. He's someone that I think is realistic that could be there at 32. Then Tyler Guyton. This name is another one. The only thing, I wonder if they can get him in the second round, I'll admit. But Tyler Guyton, another tackle. I think he's like 6'7". So that is exciting to me when it comes to a left tackle. And then I do have one wide receiver, A.D. Mitchell, no surprise. Lowest drop rate of any wide receiver, minimum 100 targets coming out of the draft.
I feel like he was getting mocked 30 days ago, 60 days ago, right. And he'll probably get mocked up until the day of the draft.
One drop and 103 targets last year for A.D. Mitchell. So those are the three names where I would be thrilled if they drafted.
I went ahead and did this all three positions, although I think I could have made an argument for doing the exact same thing I just said to you, and I just gave you three wide receiver names I liked. I really spent some time looking over the wide receivers to decide the one I wanted the most at 32. Because I'll be honest, I think there might be 5 or 6 or 7 names available at 32, depending on how these teams value them. I think there might be a wide range of players available at that spot. So it was tough to narrow down. But I decided on a guy that we got brought up in a mock draft center the other day, because when I looked further at his stuff, I was impressed. Xavier Leggett. Give me Leggett. I like the size. I like the speed. I still don't like that Drew called him MVS, but we can move on from that for just a brief moment.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I call Leggett MVS. I don't like that. We also looked
at the verticals, like what was it, 10 inches different or something?
Yeah, he can jump. He is fast. He was productive in his final year. I just think that when I look at the size and the speed and the capability, the raw route running I worry less about with Chiefs wide receivers than any others for one main reason. I think it makes it harder to get on the field, so admittedly that would be a problem for him in the early going. Andy Reid schemes up the largest average separation at wide receiver versus any other coach in the league for the last 5 years running. So, like, if you have skill, if you are fast and you are athletic, Andy will typically get you open. Look at Kadarius Toney. Kadarius Toney stinks overall, but he's open. He's open before he drops the ball and it goes to the other team. So I feel like Leggett's got some ability. So him, I also had Guyton. Yeah. And then my third one, because I decided I wanted all three positions, Johnny Newton, the defensive lineman. Felt like he was like a fringe firsty second guy. I've seen him as high as like 15 in the draft, and I'm seeing as low as like 45. So clearly a guy who has varied opinions on him. 7.5 sacks, literally got more sacks and more playing time every single year he was in college. I always liked that. Big physical guy, seemed like a good fit for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I almost put Leggett on my list just because as you look at the type of wide receiver, I feel like that would also finally end a little bit of the annoyance of Mecole Hardman, DK Metcalf comparison stuff that has gone on for many years. I think it should already be over, but it's not apparently, even though he caught a game-winning touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. But that would be maybe the guy that ends some of that. Not that he's going to be DK Metcalf, sure, but body-wise, he fits that.
He is definitely that size.
Yeah, which is different than what they've had, which does bring some excitement. So he was close. Yeah, I wouldn't hate the pick. I still wonder, you know, the names that we've all mentioned, like him, Keon Coleman, these exciting wide receivers, is 32 the right spot? Like, is this a scenario where you can trade back a little bit and you end up with like the sixth or seventh pick of the second round, you know, and so you're able to actually get a pick? Like, do you have to take them at 32? That'd be my only question.
Debatable. And I think that's the problem with players at 32 is, because like someone said, the true thing I'm falling in love with is falling back and like trading back and then falling. I've already told you I'd be very fine with that. Totally fine with that. I think there's a lot of argument in that talent, but 32 comes with wide varied opinions, as you know. The Chiefs will tell you the guy they took at 32 is actually a guy they had top 20 on their board or whatever, because nobody agrees on the top 20. You can pull every single, like, I don't remember who it was. I think maybe someone wrote an article at The Athletic, and they had them, or maybe The Ringer, they had them tier out quarterbacks in this year's draft. And it was half tiers, right? So like A-, B minus, whatever, essentially, right? Half tiers. Caleb Williams was all on his own, and then it was a mess after that amongst the other GMs. Now, maybe some are trying to throw smoke screens because they want other people to think they don't like Jaden Daniels. Yes. But Brett Veach is probably just giving you an honest opinion about where he would rank the quarterbacks in the very limited research he has done as a unit, because they don't have to look at quarterbacks. But still, like, that's, you think it, like, that's it, that's a pick four. What do you think happens when you get to 32?
And like with A.D. Mitchell, it's definitely more of a wish list, because A.D. Mitchell, you could be in a spot where you might have to trade up, knowing that, you know, could you look who's in front? The Bills are taking a wide receiver. After trading Stephon Diggs, the Bills are taking a wide receiver. Are they trading up? And if they're not, this is a scenario where the Chiefs, do you have to leapfrog Buffalo if you think A.D. Mitchell is the guy you want? So that's, you just sit at 32, is A.D. Mitchell there? I'm not so sure. What about you, Drew? The three draft crushes, if you will, for the Chiefs.
So I've got one of different positions. It's not
so you did it like
two
me
of the
little.
Same. Yes, I did it more like you, Cody. Ladd McConkey I've got in there. And the reason I have him over Keon Coleman is I think just in terms of what Andy does, I think Ladd McConkey can be used in more than just a couple different ways. He can run routes. He can do the jet sweep stuff. He can do a variety of different things for your offense that I think he'd be a gadget guy that can do a little bit of everything that fits Andy's offense. Jordan Morgan, the tackle out of Arizona, I think, you know, I don't know if you can go wrong with the tackle, but in terms of taking one at 32, I think that Jordan Morgan's a guy that's come up more often in that space. Tyler Guyton is another name who could be around in that frame, Suamataia as well, in terms of getting, you know, one of the higher ended guys, even like JC Latham, he's not going to fall that far. Tylee Sfoaga from Oregon State's not going to fall that far. That might be one of the better options they have. And then I'm going to go to the corner side of things. Now hear me out. This is a situation where at 32, if you go best player available, I think that Nate Wiggins is a guy that if he falls, and I know that the Legarius need it's not the biggest need, but I think in terms of best player available at the position, you get somebody who can be a home run, go on the other side of McDuffie. You're paying him rookie money. You have him for at least 3 to 5 years, and he can be a stud in that defense. I think that's more of a best available sort of pick that I think could really actually work out if he's there.
Yeah, Daniel Jeremiah was on the morning show today, and I don't know if it was from his interview with Bob and Josh. You should check out the interview, but in the last day or two, he was talking about Nate Wiggins, and I'll be honest, this is just from one article, but and Daniel Jeremiah is just one draft quote-unquote expert, but he says that Nate Wiggins' tackling is a problem. Quote, you can't hide those guys anymore. That scares the hell out of me for a first-round pick. A guy who can't tackle?
Which is why I think he...
Corner? Those wide receivers are big and strong and fast.
He was mocked, like, top 15.
Yeah.
All the way up until, like, the last couple weeks.
And then everyone decided to look at the tape and decide he couldn't
hit. Now, all of a sudden, he's fallen. So
the hip drop tackles, that takes away one other way to get someone down.
In terms of coverage skills, he's one of the best, if not the best, corner in the draft. But, I mean, and tackling is a concern that, obviously, you need to have.
Someone says one of the Pro Football Focus mock had us taking the white corner out of Iowa.
Cooper DeJean?
His last name's not white? Like, as in, okay, I see. I got you.
Don't you remember this? His name became even more popular because there was a whole thing on social media about, I don't even remember which former professional athlete it was. Was just like...
The race draft thing?
Yeah, and then it was...
That was Will Compton.
And then it was, Will Compton just like
from Barstool or
white people would have no corners at all. And then it was like, well, we will have DeJean soon.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Will Compton.
Oh, God, that was so bad. Go back and look at it. It was a very interesting thread, at least.
Yes.
All right, we've got our picks. Those are our draft. Okay. I reserve the right to change mine before next.
Of course.
Before next Thursday.
This is, hey, people put out 30 different mocks. We can change our
list.
Aren't
you proud of me? I had a tackle on there.
I am.
A high upside tackle. The guy who hasn't played a lot of left tackles.
So, almost with the third, as in just take any left
there's
tackle.
There's so many mocks that there. Even Andy Reid is paying attention to how many mocks are getting released, which is
everybody's got a mock these days. You do want to check out the Character Concerns mock draft of the Character Concerns shows podcast. And then on Saturdays at 10 a.m. it airs. And then, of course, draft week. I mean, Chris and Sarah J. Binkley going to be on nonstop Thursday night, Friday. We're going to have Bink on our show tomorrow. So we've got plenty of draft coverage. And again, join us at the landing next Thursday.
What are the chances that Andy Reid's come across Bink and Chris's mock?
I think Brad Veach has in the past. My understanding is he has seen Bink's work in the past.
Nice. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
50-50. All Andy does is consume football. I don't think he's reading World War II books. He's probably just like digging through mocks like everybody else.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.